Caitlin Clark's brother blames refs for her latest injury. By Dylan Gwynn on July 16, 2025. The injustice faced by Caitlin Clark on the court has now become a family matter. As Clark's younger brother, Colin, took to social media to blast the refs in a since-deleted post, following his older sister's most recent game. Clark and the Fever prevailed in their matchup against the rival Connecticut Sun on Tuesday night, 85-77. However, the game was marred, from Indina's perspective, by two incidents. First and foremost, Clark appeared to re-aggravate the nagging groin injury she's been dealing with since the preseason. The Fever star has already missed at least 5 games this year due to the injury, and it now appears she may miss more. The other incident, and this may be more directly related to Colin Clark's ex-post, Caitlin Clark blew up at WNBA referee Michael Price over a no-call that she felt should have been called. In a since-deleted post, Colin Clark wrote, "Make no mistake, this is on the roofing." Caitlin Clark appeared to be having a somewhat normal conversation with Price until he said something she clearly disagreed with, and he turned to walk away. At that point, Clark lost her mind and began yelling, "Are you effing kidding me, and that's just rude. Grow up," at Price. The complaining about the officiating is not new. Caitlin Clark is the biggest star in the league, but apparently, someone forgot to inform the referees. As pointed out by the New York Post, in the Fever's previous game against the Dallas Wings, the referees missed repeated fouls that should have benefited Clark and the Fever. "There's a grab," color analyst Rebecca Lobo said during the game. "There's a hold. There's another grab. I mean." Before play-by-play man Ryan Rucco chimed in and added, "All of these are fouls." The referees are also missing calls away from Clark. On Tuesday night, fellow Fever star Sophie Cunningham was literally elbowed in the head and knocked to the floor with a referee staring right at her, and no call was made. As far as the severity of Clark's injury, for now, the Fever aren't giving any information. "Just felt a little something in her groin, so we'll get it evaluated and see what happens," Fever coach Stephanie White told reporters.